What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thank y'all for being here. Welcome to What's Burning, live from the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills with the one, the only, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Tracy McGrady. Welcome, sir.
It's a pleasure. We haven't done this in a while. It's been a while.
Back again, like we never left it.
I love it. Good to see you.
Showtime family, always nice to have you in the building in Los Angeles. And it's funny, you have been everywhere doing everything. You were just in China, mm-hmm. right? I try to explain to people how crazy it is for you and some of the other players who go back in China, but I don't think I do it justice. Can you explain how the people are when you're there?
I think it's like... It's like, you know, they elevate you to like rock star status, right? You show up to the airport and there's just thousands of people waiting for you at the airport. I was just telling them outside while I was there, you know, although I've been out of the game, I think, what, 10 years, you know, being over there in China, they just opened back up. So this is my first trip. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
First trip in probably
about 4 years.
Yeah.
So, in my hotel, I'm in my room, and every time I come outside of my room, like, these fans are on my floor, and these fans actually sleep in the stairwell of my floor, waiting for me every time I come out.
How did they find you?
You know, they have friends at the hotel. I mean, you know, the word spread, and it's just, you know, they don't mean any harm. They just, you know, they are fans. They're huge fans, and they just want to see. And my name over there is Mighty. So every time I come out of my room, Mighty, 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 we've been here for 24 hours waiting for you, Mighty. Like, and you know, it's so uncomfortable for me, you know, having someone being obsessed with me like that.
Like you're doing okay. I'm not going to lie.
No, I don't like it, Rachel. I promise. I really don't.
And then you've got your four kids in the back here who are like, yeah, whatever. He can... You got people sleeping in the stairwell to be near you, and your kids are,
When I take them over there, they're stars as well.
Oh, okay, nice.
So they think they're somebody when they go over there and take pictures and sign autographs.
I love
it.
That's
great.
And you're working on the Ones Basketball League, which is one of my favorite projects. You and I talked about this in the fall.
Yeah.
And this is a one-on-one basketball league, which is genius.
Yeah.
And you get the behind-the-scenes stories of the guys. Yeah. Showtime's putting together a documentary.
Yeah, so my one-on-one league is really just perfect timing because it's like, I didn't create anything new. It's been around for quite some time, and other companies is trying to really, pull this off. But I think, it was just the timing for me and starting this, and then I think the way that, I structured my league with the rules and the aesthetics of how I really, had it staged. Mm-hmm. I think telling the stories of the players is just a really everything that, goes into any sports league, whether it's the NBA, Major League Baseball. I think, that's what we're modeling the one-on-one basketball league off of, whether it's ticket sales, it's merchandise, it's viewership. I mean, we're doing all of that and giving kids the opportunity that, may be on their journey of becoming, whether it's college basketball players, they wanted to play pro, that it didn't work out for these guys. So we're giving them a platform to showcase their abilities, showcase their skills, and let the world know who these guys are. So it's just not a domestic thing. Like, we're taking this thing global.
I love it. Yeah. It's so fun. The footage is amazing.
Professor, I see you still doing your thing out there, man. And while you're here, I'm proud of you, man, because a lot of guys will let their dream fade away. And you continue to, you found your lane and you mastering that shit. I see you. I see you. And I appreciate that. So, keep going, bro. For sure.
Very nice. Very nice. Who's the best sort of guy in the NBA who you think would adapt to a one-on-one league?
I think we have, there's a lot of guys in the league that, are great one-on-one players. And one-on-one basketball is so difficult.
That's what I
mean. Like, you got to be wired differently. And I was telling my guys, when I ask this question, I pose these questions to my AAU kids. Mm-hmm. They all think, and I know LeBron is older, but I tell these kids LeBron is the best player in the NBA, but he won't be the best one-on-one player. And if the NBA had a one-on-one league,
right?
I don't think LeBron comes out of that. I just think there's
because he's 38 or because of
no. Even LeBron in his prime.
Okay.
I think there are guys that have better one-on-one skills.
So who?
Right. But if we're talking nowadays, I look at Kyrie is, is definitely one of those guys. Paul George to me is a one-on-one type player. Dame Lillard, one-on-one, all the small guards.
Yeah.
I
know. An all-star game near you, maybe? I don't know. I'm still going to try to get this concept to the NBA because it's so good.
They need it. For what I witnessed this year, what we all witnessed this year.
All right, we got to get to a little news because this is your guy, Bob Myers, who is your former agent, announced today that he is leaving the Golden State Warriors.
What?
Am I giving you some news? Look, we're breaking news.
I just got off a plane, so
Yeah. Today, it just happened in the last hour.
Really?
Really?
You're full of surprises.
I'm
shocked by that.
Yeah.
Tip my hat to Bob. He had a hell of a run. I don't think he gets a lot of credit because how great Steph and Clay and those guys been, but he drafted them. He drafted that and put that team together. Draymond, Steph, Clay. He drafted those guys. He four championships later. Tip my hat off of him. He had a hell of a run. What's next, Bob?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's the question the entire NBA is asking.
I know.
Two-time executive of the year, four titles.
Let's see. LeBron is about to retire here soon. Las Vegas wants a team. Bob Myers, maybe setting himself up for LeBron being an owner in Las Vegas. Yeah.
So, by the way, do you believe LeBron saying he wants to think about retiring?
No, hell no. Are you kidding me? No, no, not at all. Not at all. I ain't buy that at all.
What do you think that was?
That was to take a little bit of heat off of them losing to, you know, that's why I just think it was probably take a little bit of heat off of them losing that series.
I felt like it was also just in the moment. I mean, you know, at the end of a tough playoff and series, he's tired, man.
That's what I was about to say. And he was tired. Right? You know, he's 38 years old, but trust me, he don't feel that way today.
Yeah.
It was in the moment.
All right, so he and Bob Myers not teaming up quite just yet.
Not yet. You know, Bronny has, what, a year or two before he enters? Yeah. He's going to play with his son, I feel, but that'll be 1 year, and then LeBron will be an owner.
And it'll be like,
yeah, right off in the sunset.
See ya. Yeah. Yeah, but you remember near the end of your career, those days you just don't feel like doing it anymore.
Listen, you know, mine was different. You know, at least he can ride off on his own. For me, it was just health.
Yeah.
It was health.
Yeah. But in the end, it might be health for him, too. I mean, he had more injuries this year than he's ever had. Eventually.
I mean, shit, 20 years.
Yeah.
There's got to be something. Can something hurt on this man body?
Shit. Goes a long way. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if he ends up having
another
surgery.
In year 11. Well, shit. 20 years? He's now starting to feel something?
Now he's starting to feel it, you know.
Man, he's blessed.
There you go. Did you watch the Celtics Heat game? Game
I did. Seven? I did.
All right. So give me your just overall impression.
I'm thoroughly impressed what Miami has been able to do. Mm-hmm. You know, having to play in the play-in game. Win that first series and to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals when Tyler Hero is one of their main scorers is out. I think what Spoelstra and the Miami Heat did was incredible. And I was just asking these guys who they think, and it was like Miami. And I'm saying to myself, there is no way in hell Miami is about to beat Denver. Not with the best player. Jokic is the best player in the league, right? And I think Bam's going to have his work cut out for him. I just think they have a little bit too much firepower, but I can't count Miami out for what the role that they're on, and what I've been seeing from them, it really just takes me to the way they draft or the way they select their talent, right? And I don't know how many undrafted players they have.
Three undrafted players heavily in the rotation,
and all these guys have major rotations, right? Yeah. Within their system. I think having undrafted players, they have so much to prove, mm-hmm. right? And they understand that. And I think, you know, with Pat Riley, with Spo, with the message that they send to these guys and their understanding of receiving that message and going out and just giving everything they possibly can for the organization because they gave them an opportunity. You can't find that. Whereas you draft a kid in the first round, he's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. These guys are not guaranteed on a contract. So they are fighting. They're going to fight. They're going to scrap. They're going to do everything they possibly can. And we're seeing that. We're witnessing these guys, you know, take advantage of that opportunity. But also the information that they're getting from, you know, unbelievable guys. I mean, Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. Yeah. I mean, it's receiving well and I can't believe what I'm seeing from those guys.
Did you ever play on a team or against a team that had that strength of will that was just so sort of like that wall of
shit,
belief?
San Antonio have that every year.
Yeah.
Every single year, right? They bring in those type of guys, whether they're guys from overseas, whether they're undrafted, second round guys. It's just a well-oiled machine, right?
Yeah, well, now they're bringing in a pretty big name from overseas, Victor Wembanyama.
Yes, they are.
That's you played for Pop.
Yeah.
What do you think of...
I was out there.
You played near Pop? You were on the bench that he was on? T-Mac doesn't like to talk about the fact that he was on a team that went to the finals.
Listen, you know how I am. I'm a competitor, right? So if I show up to a team that's, you know, destined to win a championship and I had no contribution to that, I don't feel a part of that.
Well. I will maintain you're selling yourself short there. But you were around the organization and the team and the fact that this highly, highly touted, I mean, really the most highly touted prospect since LeBron James is going to San Antonio and Pop. What do you think of that and the sort of education he's going to get there? Tim Duncan's already said he's going to be around.
First of all, let's talk about this. Like, this is what nobody talk about. And I seen this shit, like, during the season, right? I said to my friends back home, I was like, do y'all see what San Antonio Spurs are doing? Like, it was so quiet. It was so quiet, and it was clear of what they were doing.
Quiet tanking.
Yeah, quiet tanking. No one said anything about them tanking. When teams are tanking, you hear it everywhere. All the sports shows
Dallas,
are talking about
Portland.
It. Right. No one said anything about this. And, you know, rewarding them with the number one pick. I think this kid is going to be very, very good in the league. Being 7-1, he's like a combination with Kyrie handles, with Kevin Durant type shooting ability. He has to get stronger, right? I do think that. I hope he's healthy because I've seen it before. Porzingis was like this, right? But he has
tall,
lanky, can play, can put the ball on the floor, can create his own shot, can shoot the three ball, can post up like he did it all. I just hope he stays healthy. And, you know, with Pop, you know, what you're going to get. I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest coaches of all time. So the teaching is definitely going to be there.
Well, look, those San Antonio teams you're talking about with that strength of will, that belief, a bunch of guys who maybe had to be a little bit more scrappy, they still had Tim Duncan or they still had David Robinson. Mm-hmm. This Heat team does not have some, like, elite number one overall pick. They've got Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. They've got Kyle Lowry. They've got scrappers,
they got scrappers,
right?
Yes.
Guys
they have scrappers. They have mentally tough guys. They have guys that master their roles. Mm-hmm. They have guys that when one guy goes down, they fill in that void, right? And the number one thing that I see from them is they, when a guy goes down, they could fill that void. Mm-hmm. But they don't have a problem. When that guy comes back and they go back to their original role, you know how tough that is? That you get the opportunity to get a bigger role and, you know, you have to go back. That is extremely tough for a player. It's like, I'm showing you that I could give you more.
Right.
But it's not about that. It's a sacrifice that, you know, we all have to have when you're part of a team. That's just what it is. And that's just look where they're at. Well, they're playing for championships.
Yeah, and Tyler Hero may come back for game three is the target, they're saying. So they might, situation you're talking about might happen exactly. So.
Well, and I'm sure he's a smart guy, so I'm sure he's not going to be thrown in the fire like that. You know, these guys are rolling right now, so he's going to be the one that has to sacrifice.
To adjust, for sure. Before we leave the game they just played, though, look, it was the beginning of the game. Boston was coming on strong. Jason Tatum gets hurt right at the start, turns his ankle. How big a factor do you think that is in what happened, or do you think the Heat were going to win that game no matter what with the way Boston was playing?
No, I really, truly believe Boston was going to win that game.
Yeah.
You know, with Jason Tatum going out, just a shell of himself, couldn't, you know. And I think it put too much pressure on Jaylen Brown to have to do more, and he fell short. Their team fell short. It's just everything got, you know, thrown out of whack when he twisted that ankle. He really couldn't do much. Wasn't explosive. Right. Couldn't create for his teammates. It was just one of them things. But the mental toughness, though, I go back to this all the time. The mental toughness that Miami showed, do you know how demoralizing it is when you lose the way they lost in game six? Ooh. Like, just ask San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? I've seen it. I've felt it. I went into game seven like, man, no way in hell we about to win this game. I'm sitting on the bench. I wasn't contributing. I'm sitting on the bench, and I just felt.
This was after the Ray Allen shot, the yellow ropes in Miami, right?
Yes, this was after that Ray Allen shot and just being around the guys. Yeah, you felt confident that they were going to come out and play and compete, but I was like, nah, we're done. There's no way we're going to win that. But Miami last night, I felt the same way. I'm telling my guys, like, this is going to be a blowout. There's no way they're going to be able to get up for this.
Recover.
And, man, the mental toughness and the leadership that they displayed last night was incredible. A blowout?
Well, look, Boston helped them out by jacking up threes, what, half a second into the shot clock half the time? I'm exaggerating, but only by a little bit. The Celtics were 9 of 42 for the game on threes, 0 for 12.
Where they
at
started
the start
out,
of the
what,
game.
0-12?
Over 12.
Yeah, 0-12. That's almost like, who did that a few years ago in the Western Conference? Like, was it the Rockets? Whatever.
Yeah.
0-27?
Yes.
How the hell you go 0-27? 0-20? So you can hit one of them. Just one? 0-27? Like, at what point you as a coach, like, hey, guys, stop shooting threes. Let's just get to the basket. Let's get to the foul line. Mirror. Stop shooting. Over.
So that's my question. Is it on the players or the coach at that point?
It's both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's both. You know, you got a young coach. You know, he's in over his head. This is, you know, this is Boston we're talking about, yeah. Right? They hang up banners.
Yeah.
So this is a lot of pressure on a young coach. And then you got these guys that have been here before. You can't, it was a tough situation for him to be in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a bad outing by them, just shooting all those threes and not getting to the basket. But you thought they would learn their lesson from last year.
Just keep going. You can get closer to the basket. You don't have to be from all the way out there. They let you go in.
Yeah.
They let you go in the paint.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
But, you know, I think what
it's exciting in there.
Miami was
nearby. It's got juice.
You know, Miami did a hell of a job of implementing that zone.
Yes.
That was throwing them off.
Yes.
And they still, you know, they
played that. But that should not be a surprise.
Right.
Miami has been playing zone the entire series and also the entire playoffs and also
still,
throughout the season.
They didn't figure it out.
It's not that complicated to know that that's going to happen. That's not to take anything away from Miami. And by the way, I think Joe Mazzulla will be the coach of the Boston Celtics next year. That is just my opinion. We obviously will have to wait and see. I don't see Brad Stevens wanting that team to have its fourth coach in 4 years.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
And also, he knew what he was getting
when
he picked him. He picked him. He knew he was getting a young coach. Eric Spoelstra was once a young coach, making some of those young rookie mistakes too. So I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people in Boston calling for Joe Mazzulla to get fired, but I don't see it.
That's Boston. You know, if they're not hanging up any banners, everybody needs to be fired.
Well,
they want to trade Jaylen Brown. They want to do all this stuff. They're crazy. There's no way I'm getting rid of Jaylen Brown.
Okay, so this is my question, right? Brown and Tatum both, look, this duo has made the conference finals four times. Mm-hmm. They were ahead by a game in the NBA finals last year.
Mm-hmm.
They both made All-NBA.
Mm-hmm.
They're both due Supermax extensions. The total will be $600 million over the next couple seasons that you will start paying those guys. Jaylen Brown is up first. I know. Anytime you say current money to a former player, it's just painful. I know. Between the two of them.
Between two players?
Between the two of them. Yes. $285.6 million is the max extension that Jaylen Brown can sign this summer.
How many years? 5 years?
5 years. And this is a man who, by the way, I'm going to tell you that I think that the Celtics should do this, but I'm also going to point out that he had 8 turnovers and shot 8 for 23 in Game 7. He has had a rough turnover playoffs in general, 58 turnovers to 63 assists.
God.
Throughout the postseason. But if you have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and as I said, they've gotten you to 4 conference finals, they've gotten you to an NBA finals.
You don't dismantle that.
Right? You keep them, right?
Hell yeah, you keep that.
Yeah.
You keep that. This 25 and 26-year-olds?
Yeah.
Why would you get rid of that? I don't understand. Why would you get rid of two guys that have, you know, played for an NBA championship,
mm-hmm.
right? Went to 4 mm-hmm. Eastern Conference finals?
Yeah.
Come on, at some point, these guys are going to raise a banner.
Right.
You know what I mean? LeBron is on his way out. Steph is getting older. Like, the KD and those guys are getting older. These guys are 25 and 26 years old. You're not going to find a better duo than these two.
I mean, I can look around the league and say I like Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
They're older. KD is, 35?
Yeah. No, I agree.
They're older.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is how old?
Yeah.
Right? And Jimmy Butler's played for a finals. He's been to Eastern Conference finals. Now he's playing for another championship at, 32, 33 years old?
And plus he had Thibodeau years on him. That makes him even older.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right. So, you ride this out. You ride it out. They're going to hang banners.
So you think that this Celtics team will end up with a championship?
I think they need to improve around them.
Yeah.
But, no, you keep that core.
And you can't forget, too, Malcolm Brogdon was the sixth man of the year, and he was injured. So, you know, that was a big factor in this series as well, and certainly in that Game 7. You could see he just didn't have it, right, at the game last night. So
I think they need better interior play.
Mm-hmm.
But those two, Marcus Smart, Brogdon, no way I'm getting rid of that.
Yeah, all right. And look, they can sign him to the deal, and they have a year with him, and then after that he becomes trade eligible. So if it doesn't work out, somebody will want to make a deal for him. But I would sign him, personally.
Last time I checked, you know, there was only two teams playing in the Eastern Conference. Why would you break that up? I don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Look, now we got to move on to the NBA Finals. Nuggets hosting the Heat. First finals ever for Denver, which is kind of hard to believe, really, when you think about Yeah, all the different times they've hung around,
you
right?
Mellow.
Just mean, you know.
And Dikembe, y'all suck. No, they had to go through them Lakers, man, at the time. Mellow.
I know. You know? Yeah. Yeah. But look, they've got they've been the most steady team this postseason. No question. They've got the toughest player to solve. And by the way, it's not the most celebrated beef in the NBA, but there's some sneaky beef there, right? Let's see, 2021 remember Jokic took the shot on Markieff Morris, and then the entire Heat team is basically in the hallway waiting outside the Nuggets locker room. That photo was incredible. And then in the bubble, you've seen the clip maybe over the last couple of days, is Kyle Lowry and Aaron Gordon getting into it. And Kyle, of course, is like, my hotel room number is such and such. Come get me.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're all staying at the same hotel for the NBA Finals. But
I honestly didn't see this from either team.
I mean,
I really didn't.
They were not the favorites on either side.
I really didn't. I honestly didn't see Denver getting past the Lakers. And here's why. Here's why. I knew they were the better team.
Okay. So.
Right? I just didn't think. I thought that LeBron and that Lakers mystique was going to overcome anything that Denver had. I really thought that. I thought it was going to be so tough for them. But, you know, they shut that down. Jokic, let me tell y'all something. This dude is so fucking good, man. Straight up. Like, I haven't seen anything like him. The way he passes. You got a 7 foot, 7'1" center bringing up the ball, initiating the offense. Like, everything goes through him.
And he passes people open like Aaron Rodgers style.
It is amazing. The passes that he makes from one side of the court to the other on time and on target, the bounce passes in between defenses. You can't guard him on the post because he's too big. He can't jump over a dollar bill. He rebounds. He is amazing.
If you got to play with someone like him?
I would love to play with him. He's a problem.
I mean,
he's a problem. Like, he's like Jason Kidd as a point guard. Right. Like, those guys don't have to score to affect the game.
But he also scores.
But he can score. He shoots a three. Mm-hmm. What can't he do?
I mean,
he can't jump. Yeah, he can't jump. He can't jump. And, like, you see how big he is? There's no muscle definition on him, and he's just wearing you down, and he's strong. And I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. I don't even know what other words to say. I love him. As a basketball player,
I don't understand why more people aren't into watching Nikola Jokic play.
Oh, because they need to.
He is a beautiful game. It's exciting. It's fun to watch him play.
Yes.
You don't know what's going to happen. He's super creative. Why do you think he hasn't been more popular?
Well, he's in Denver. I mean, so let's be honest. It's the same way, you know, Damian Lillard. Like, the stuff that he does night in and night out, he's in Portland. Like, those guys play late at night. They're on the West Coast. Like, you know, sorry. But he's in New York somewhere, or somewhere on the East Coast, on one of those teams. That'd be a different story, but hey, man, he's putting people on notice now, right? Because I think he's on the verge of winning his first championship, and he's going to be the MVP. Bam, damn, I feel sorry for you, Bam. Boy.
I mean, they're going to try to protect him, right? They're going to throw Kevin Love out there on Jokic to get some fouls.
Hey, he's going to send Kevin into retirement.
Right?
Like, this is the Kevin Love. His ass about to be out of here fucking with Jokic. I'm telling you, that kid he's everything I love in a basketball player.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because he didn't need it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right, so I'm going to ask you about sort of who has the edge, and the bigs I already know, right?
Course,
Nuggets have the edge,
yeah. Right? Yeah. Hands down.
All right, not even close?
That's like 10 to 5, yeah.
Yeah. Poor Bam.
Yeah. I love Bam, though, right. But he's messy. He's dealing
got
with a problem.
A lot
yeah.
ahead of him. All right, what about guards, Heat or Nuggets?
Jamal Murray looks like he's back at the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has some flashes of that. I still got to go with Denver.
You know,
KCP has been having a great postseason as well, defensively and offensively. He's shooting the ball, a 3-and-D guy. Again, Jamal Murray is playing spectacular basketball. Not to take anything away from Vincent and Strus, but I like those two guys.
Let me ask you a question about Jamal Murray, because I asked him this in the last round, and he couldn't quite answer it for me. Because it's about when a player gets hot, a scorer gets hot,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What is the – yes, he can answer that, right? Everyone in the crowd is like, oh, yeah, he can answer that. You may be the most qualified person on earth to answer this, actually, since you have gotten the hottest in the shortest amount of time in NBA history. What is that? Because Jamal Murray is definitely – I don't want to call him streaky because he's good all the time.
Yeah.
And really, since he came back from that ACL, I think that's what people forget when they call him, like, oh, he's like the bubble. Like, yeah, because he had an ACL injury in between. So, like, this is back to who he is. That being said, sometimes he's very good, and then sometimes he is actually on literal fire.
Yeah.
What is it about shooters that happens with you guys? What's the mechanics?
I think it's obviously it's a feeling. Right, it's a feeling, and it not only a feeling, but it's crazy to think that we are extremely confident basketball players.
Yes.
Right, but it fluctuates within a game.
Okay.
You know, because some days you just feel like you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you could chunk up as many shots as you can. It's just like, man, right? They feel good, but you know. What you say is a make or miss league.
I've heard that somewhere.
Right.
It's a make or miss league.
I think in some moments, though, throughout the course of a game, your confidence, you could be confident.
Right.
But I think it rises when you make whether a difficult shot or you hit consecutive shots. Like, you just don't know when it comes. It could come making a defensive play.
Mm-hmm.
You could get an alley-hoop or a dunk. But when you feel that at that particular moment, your confidence went from, you know, one level to the next. And then it's like, You feel like you can't be stopped. And it's as crazy as it sounds, like, why you didn't feel that way before?
Yeah, that's what, that's just, what's hard from the outside to understand.
It's just, hey, I can't explain it. It's science. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. It's just it's a feeling.
But you feel it.
Yes, yeah, it's a feeling. That's all it is. You know, it's a feeling. And you know, once we get that, we stay in that mode.
Yeah.
Right? Certain guys can stay in that mode once they get that.
I mean, we know the most famous instance of you doing that, but have you had, like, runs where it's been games, weeks type of thing where you just feel like I'm hitting everything?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been on a roll for about 30 games where I just felt like, you know, everything that I threw up was going to go in because I was confident. And what I don't understand about some players in the league, like, if I have a 45-50-point game and I this efficient game where I play, like, really well, I don't know how guys come back the next game and they have, like, 12 points.
Right.
I'm still as confident, even though it's another day.
As when you walked off the floor.
As when I walked off that floor when I had that 45 or 50-point game. Like, I'm still that confident.
Well, that's the difference between you, who has made the Hall of Fame, and guys who haven't. So there you go. Well, I know that the Heat better not let Jamal feel that way.
Yeah.
Because when he gets hot, he gets hot. He is the kind of guy who carries it over from game to game.
Absolutely.
So we saw that earlier in the playoffs. What about the Wings? Heat or Nuggets?
I think Jimmy is going to have his work cut out for him because now you're dealing with, you know, Aaron Gordon. Right, 6'10", extremely athletic, right, strong. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be his greatest assignment is to slow down Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler is such a cerebral player. He'll be able to figure it out from game to game. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be challenging, right, because now you got to do a little bit more. Right, because these guys have better scores. Mm-hmm. They have the best player in basketball. Right, they're efficient than a Boston team that you guys played. I like the matchup, but I think Jimmy will probably struggle because of the length, the size, the strength of those guys.
Jimmy got some open threes in that Game 7 against the Celtics that I do not anticipate him getting against Denver. I think they're going to bump him around a lot more.
Yeah.
But look, the Heat as a team shot more than 50% three out of the seven games from three in this seven-game series.
That's tough.
They shot more than 50% three out of 82 games during the regular season.
You know what bothers me about today's game? And this it really, really bothers me when I watch these games, man. Even going back to, like, last year how Boston played Steph, there is no way in hell that if I'm coming off the pick and roll, Jelani McCoy guarding the pick and roll is going to be back when I come off a pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to drop.
Yeah.
We're talking about the greatest shooter ever in Steph Curry, and that's how they was playing him last year. That's how they play pick and rolls. You come off a pick and roll, and the big man is dropping. Like, what? I couldn't imagine playing in today's game.
I mean, we saw that last night.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
These guys are great shooters, man.
Yeah.
Bring your big man up. Like, get the ball out of some of these great players' hands. Make somebody else make a play. It bothers me when I watch some of these defenses.
Well, that's what the Lakers tried to do with Steph, right? Is that the Anthony Davis actually came out and bothered him. And Steph kept taking steps back.
Yeah.
And that's how they got past him in that series.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
To your point.
I know a little something about that.
A little something. Zone defense has been a big part of the Heat's attack here.
Yeah.
We talked about in the last series, and you should know and expect it. But Denver has actually eaten up the zone the times that they played, and Spoelstra's pulled that out. So
I know why. Jokic.
Yes.
when you have the idea of breaking a zone is to get the ball in the middle of the court, right?
Yes.
You get the ball in the middle, you're going to dismantle the zone because now you got a shooter in the wing, you got a shooter in this wing, right? When you get the ball to Jokic, he's such a smart basketball player, he's going to make the right play every single time. And if they try to do that on Denver, that's going to be a problem.
That's the thing, is that I think that weapon is going to get taken away. Now,
by the way,
Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. Yeah. I think that he will figure something else out. But Michael Malone's a very good coach, too.
He is. I mean, But he has Jokic.
Yeah.
He has Jokic. Just put him in the middle.
Right. There you go. He's figured out the zone.
But that's the offense. You put Jokic in the middle,
yeah,
free throw line, throwing the ball. Your guards and everybody are slicing off and cutting. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of movement. That is simple offense. Mm-hmm. It's simple offense. But it's difficult to guard when you have somebody that can make unbelievable passes, you know, between defenses, the bounce pass, wrap around bounce passes to the basket. Like, that's tough.
Do you think this NBA Finals is going to make more of a star out of Jokic? You said he's in Denver, and that's why people. But do you think this will do it? Maybe?
For sure.
Because everything you're describing as you're saying it, I'm like, oh, that's going to be so fun to watch. Oh, that's going to be so fun to
watch. Yeah, no, I think this will elevate his brand tremendously, for sure.
He doesn't like doing stuff, though. I mean, he's kind of like Tim Duncan in that he doesn't want to do commercials. He doesn't want to go make a bunch of appearances. He's got horses back on his farm, and he likes to be horse racing and carriage racing,
really?
I believe.
Sure.
I mean,
don't
I think it's
like
really,
that.
Like, you know.
Let's find out who this cat is.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, where is he from?
So, Slovenia, right?
Slovenia? Yeah.
Sorry, Serbia. Sorry, I'm Luka Doncic-ing in my head.
Serbia?
Sorry,
yeah,
Serbia.
Man. Hey, Rachel, go do a story on that man over there. Showtime, let's go. You know, take me over there. Should I ride some horses?
Yeah. Has to be a big horse. A very large horse. I want to talk NBA Top Shot. The best playoff moments from the Miami Heat and Denver Nuggets can be collected on NBA Top Shot right now. And during the finals, fans will be able to collect history as it happens. The best moments from the Heat and Nuggets turned into limited edition collectibles. Say that four times fast.
Nah, it's your job.
Do the ad reads. Limited edition collectibles. We're talking the best of Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Caleb Martin, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. So here we go. We're getting down to it. What is your finals prediction? Who will win finals MVP? We're going to get a moment from the finals MVP. So who do you think this is going to be?
Really?
I'm just, you know.
Really?
You
I mean,
danced
we've been
around
talking
it.
About the guy that
I
want to
know. I want to know, like, this is it. This is your time.
So I got to go with Jokic. I think he's going to average 35-point triple-double.
Yeah.
I honestly think he's going to average that.
I mean, he's got 8 triple-doubles in the playoffs already.
And he's about to have, what?
well, I don't know. How many games
14.
Are we going? 14. Oh, so 6 games, you think. Ooh, yeah. Some mathing. It's good. You can start your NBA Top Shot collection today at NBATopShot.com. Get closer than ever to the games and players you love. Get that Nikola Jokic moment. Sign up today. All right, and we get to On the Radar, presented by DraftKings as well, the only sports book you need this postseason. So we want to look at the NBA Finals odds now that the matchup is set. You walked into this room thinking Denver, the guys in the front row,
thinking about
the Heat. Denver is at minus 350 to win the NBA title, and the Heat are at plus 280. So that is a swing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I'm going with Denver. My gut is saying Denver. I can't mm-hmm. you can't count Miami out. Look mm-hmm. what they've done, you know? I mean, a team that's, you know, together mm-hmm. and understands their role, is well coached and competes and mentally tough. I mean, I give them a chance to win. I just feel Denver is the better team with the best player will win in 6 games.
And the whole rest versus rest, the Nuggets have had 10 days off. The numbers are on their side. If a team has had more than 5 days off and they start the series at home, I know that sounds like a lot of ifs, but they're 8-1 in game one, and they're actually 8-1 in series overall. So it's interesting to look at. The Heat have gone and stolen game one in every series they played so far.
It is. I mean, would you rather, as a team, would you rather have all the rest, or would you rather have a couple days off and, you know,
have the momentum?
I want the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're old now, so you know. The rest is good.
I should have hit her with the dunk. Don Cheadle.
Some other news around the NBA. Nick Nurse, going to be the Sixers' next head coach. Reports are saying Embiid and Nurse met. The meeting went really well. That's going to be a good pairing. Embiid's had a lot of good things to say about Nick's defenses on him in the past. But will he have James Harden on that roster as well? Because there are a lot of rumors about James possibly being interested in going back to Houston, where you live. That's a great face.
Really? It doesn't make basketball sense.
That is not the question.
What was the question?
Well, my point is that just because it doesn't make basketball sense doesn't mean that he wouldn't do it. Matt Barnes says that James Harden.
So what are we saying about James? If it doesn't make basketball sense, then what are we saying?
Like, I'm going to tell you, Matt Barnes' line about James is that he really liked doing work in the community in Houston.
He does a lot of great community work. He does a lot of great community work in this.
Patronizing local businesses.
I don't know if Houston has a Hall of Fame, but he has multiple Hall of Fames in various places.
Yes, exactly. So. There's certainly been reporting, and he has not addressed this directly that Why? Much. But
it
that
doesn't make stop it.
Okay. Well, that he wasn't that happy with his role in Houston. Philadelphia.
Were you trying to go back to Houston and jack up 33s average 30 again and lose?
That's the question.
That doesn't make sense. You're on the back end of your career. Why are you going backwards? I don't understand that. James Harden is going to Phoenix.
Oh, you think so?
Boom.
You think so?
Boom. Boom.
Tell me more.
I just feel, again, that makes basketball sense to me, right? He's on the back end of his career, and I don't know what happened in Philly. Mm-hmm. If he leaves,
right.
I feel the best position for him is Phoenix.
Him and Chris Paul?
Chris Paul is older.
Right? Didn't go toward the end of that marriage.
I think Chris Paul's role will be diminished because of his age.
Right.
James Harden comes in. Chris Paul can be a backup. I mean, what better backup would you want to have than Chris Paul, right? Because of his health. Mm-hmm. That makes basketball sense to me.
Phoenix is interesting. There's certainly a lot of discussion out there about them maybe trading DeAndre Ayton. Could be good for Ayton, could be good for everybody if they can get a little depth back for him.
I'm a little disappointed in him, yeah.
I feel like maybe he's just not in the right place. Here's a guy who grew up in Arizona, played college ball in Arizona, was drafted number one overall, has been in Phoenix. It's a very small, sometimes you need to leave the nest, right?
Yeah. I mean, I believe a change of scenery would be good for him.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, who do you get in replace of him, though? That's like, you got to make sure somebody is on that level of
better. We want some depth, right? That's what got exposed. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the team that has a chance for the most growth.
I mean, did they get exposed or did they not just play guys on their bench? Because, I mean, I've seen some guys on their bench that was, you know, quite talented that should have gotten some minutes. I don't know what was up with that. But not to degrade Monty's coaching by any means, because I think he's a hell of a coach. But it seems to me like, you know, a few of those guys could have gotten some minutes and contributed to, you know, them playing ball.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see if Monty lands anywhere. You were with him in San Antonio, is that right?
No.
Or he was already gone by the time.
He was my teammate.
Oh, that's right.
In Orlando.
That's right.
Yeah, that was my teammate.
See, you are old.
Oh, my gosh. You was there to witness it, right?
That's it.
Shit, you old too.
Truth? No true words were ever spoken. No true words. Do you think he gets another job?
Of course.
Okay.
I actually think, from what I'm seeing this offseason, I think the league is going to younger guys.
Yeah.
Right? You look at Detroit. Has
Adrian
Kevin
Griffin.
No. Detroit has
Milwaukee.
Kevin Ollie.
Yes.
Adrian Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Right? In Milwaukee.
You got Ty Lue. Mm-hmm. You got a guy, Chauncey, in Portland.
Yeah.
Right? So I think they're going to younger guys to be able to relate to these knuckleheads that they're coaching.
I was going to say, Ty and Chauncey are our generation, though, so.
But they're young.
Yeah, younger
they're
coaches.
Young coaches, yeah.
100%. What do you think of the John Morant situation? What should happen next there?
Well, obviously, it is a suspension. Mm-hmm. You know, Ja is, and people want to, like, go at his friends. Like, his friends didn't, this last incident that I'm talking about, his friend, he didn't do anything wrong. He's just on live. His friend didn't have the gun.
Yeah.
His friend is doing what young kids do. They on live. You know, he's with Ja. He's just online. I don't think he knew he was going to pull out a gun, right, and show that on live. But Ja has to understand the impact that he has, and I don't really think he understands that, right? Being and such a great basketball player is with the younger generation really gravitating and idolizing what he does on the basketball court. And I think, you know, the guidance and the people around him is not really fully helping him understand what he means to our game and to the community and to this younger generation. It's just a really, really unfortunate situation because he's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Right?
And oh, you I love told him. We've you, talked yeah, about him in the fall.
Like, he's one of my favorite, and I just hate to see that from him.
Tracy kind of wanted the Knicks to pick up Ja Morant.
I did.
But maybe did. Still does.
Nah, man, if he was in New York, oh, my gosh, and this happened. Oh, man, but, you know, hopefully this is a wake-up call for Ja. I don't want to jump on him like a lot of people because I don't know Ja. I don't know his upbringing. I don't know any of that. I just know, you know, when you are making $30, $40 million as a, what is he, 23, 24 years old? I mean, and where he comes from, like, that's a lot of pressure on a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to act. You don't properly know how to act because you just think you're untouchable. Everybody is kissing your ass and telling you this and that wherever you go, right? And I think he was just, you know, feeling himself a little bit and just think he's untouchable, just like a lot of shit that I see out here with a lot of people when they have everything going for themselves. But you're throwing it away.
Well, you're someone who came right out of high school. You were very young in the NBA, and you had a lot of people telling you how wonderful you were.
What? I didn't care to care for carrying a gun, though. Like, I love to hunt. You know what I'm saying? I love hunting, but
I just mean, like, what is that balance? When did you sort of have to have a moment with yourself to be like, okay, I know I've got the whole world telling me I'm the shit, basically, but I need to actually still work hard and
I've always stayed dedicated to my craft, right? Always. Did I have fun? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I was always aware of what I was doing. I was aware of what was around me and who I surrounded myself with. I've always been like that. Like, I move differently. Mm-hmm. And that was when I was even younger,
right?
Because of my environment that I came up in, right? Like, I moved differently. The shit that I seen when I was younger, you know, where I came from.
Yeah.
I grew up in Central Florida, and, you know, it was one way in, one way out where I grew up. One of the most drug infested neighborhoods in Central Florida where I grew up. And to, you know, be in that, I was schooled early by the OGs in my neighborhood, what I need to stay away from. Mm-hmm. It was strictly baseball season, I played baseball. It was basketball season, I played basketball. Football, I played football. So I stayed busy, I stayed away, mm-hmm. and just stayed busy and active. But it was around me,
yeah.
Right? But I knew when I became a pro, what I needed to do, getting the guidance and information from other pros, mm-hmm. being around our guy Kobe,
yes,
right? He thought differently.
Yes.
Thought
and was not going in for any of that shit, so.
He thought differently. Yeah. And I think that the greatest thing for me is when we took that trip to Paris.
Like, that was stories.
For me, moving forward in my career, because I think I was like 19 years old at the time, he was 20. Being around him from that trip, coming out here, staying with him and his family, mm-hmm. and seeing how he moved, that completely changed my whole mindset, and I knew how I needed to move forward. Like, I'm in LA, I'm 18, 19 years old. I'm like, I wanna go out, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the league,
yeah, man.
I wanna go party, let's go do this, let's go chase him.
Kobe, no.
Let's go chase him. Man, Kobe in the house, he watching these Michael Jordan videos, he watching karate flicks, I'm like, man, what the? It was no. He's going to the gym 6 o'clock in the morning to work out. He's going later on in the afternoon. He's going at night. I was like, okay, this is different.
But we got to tell the Paris story because you're talking about a trip to Paris. Was a Nike trip, right? That the two of you were on. Was it Nike? No, I'm sorry, Adidas. Sorry. Do you want to just come over here and you can throw water
at me? No, you're fine.
It's fine.
You see what I'm rocking.
I understand. I get it. Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm looking down and the Adidas aren't there, but we're going to talk about that on a different day. It was an Adidas trip. That was very silly of me. You guys were there and you, me, and Kobe were talking about this, unfortunately, about a year before he passed, but the story was amazing. And he was explaining to me how he tried to dupe you. Can you tell the people about what happened?
About the roller coaster? Or that?
Well, the two stories. I'm talking about the gym.
So
he did get you on a roller coaster, though, which got a little ugly.
All right. All right, so I'm young. I think I just completed my rookie season, right? We go to Paris, and we get there. It's in the summertime, so this is when we're back working out. So we get there. I tell Kobe I'm about to go to the gym and work out, right? And he is looking at me like, why? For what? We in the off season? Something like, what are you going to work out for? Let's have some fun. So I'm looking, I'm respecting him because this is Kobe, right? This is his second year. Mm-hmm. He's coming off an unbelievable year, right? His second year. So I'm like, okay, I'm listening to my guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, but it's not making sense to me. So I go to my room and I'm chilling. And we both had our trainers with us, right? His parents was with us. I had my trainer, he had his, so I go up to my room and relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just get antsy. I'm like, nah, I'm about to go work out. Forget this. I go to the gym, fellas, ladies. Kobe is in there sweating his ass off working. I'm like, bro, what? And he just had this look on his face,
you
like
know
this
that
little
grin.
Smirk. Just that grin.
That Kobe grin.
He had that grin. It was like, he was just testing me.
Yeah.
Like, just testing me. And, from that moment, I was like, okay, I know who I'm dealing with. Like, right. This guy's, he liked to play games, mind games, just to see where you at. And then we went to the gym. We was working out, played one-on-one. And he lied about the one-on-one. Gosh.
To his last days.
Yeah, he did. He told two different stories about that. But no, that was, I learned a lot from dude.
Yeah, 100%. Well, John Morant obviously has not had that kind of influence in his life yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, this
I'd love to talk to John. I really would, because he needs to really understand his role and how, important he is to the culture of basketball and to the youth out here. I mean, he has a huge impact on these kids, because wherever I go, I see kids, trying to play basketball like John.
Yeah. Wearing his shoes,
absolutely. So,
excellent. Well, we will look forward to checking back in with you as we go here, and especially with the OBL, which I'm very excited about. It's nice to be talking hoop with you.
It's been fun. I like this. This was a nice little chat.
Yeah, it's good. We should do it more often.
Yeah, let's do this more often when you're older.
Exactly. When I get older. I've been the same age this whole time, T-Mac. There you go. What's Burn is available every week on Showtime Basketball, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. See you there.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut,
Every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.